every big epic release now has to have that.
There's commercials for Final Fantasy VII with a cover of like Smashing Pumpkins like that.
That's not okay.
What is the song?
Despite All My Rage, and I'm still just a rat in a cage, but it's sung by a woman, and it's in a different beat. And it's like,
that fucking sucks.
How appropriate, given the current time, though?
I just found a YouTube channel that's just movie trailer trends, slowed down versions of a popular song.
It must be so that they can have the song, but don't have to pay like full royalties.
Do you think that's it?
Probably.
I miss like the narrated trailers from the 90s.
In a world.
Like Steven Seagal just breaks some guy's arm in the first clip, and it's just like, in a world where crime rules. One man.
Well, now you're not getting any movie trailers, so.
Here's a post from Screen Crush in 2018. 20 more movie trailers with sad covers of popular songs.
Listening to 66.6 FM, Radio TOVH, The Flush.
Idly ho, Quarantinos. It's me, Joe Thrashenkill. With me, I've got my good and golden boy, 365 Days of Horror, also known as Jordan.
Hi, everybody.
And, hey, we also have Brenicide.
Quarantinos, really?
Yeah, I thought that was appropriate.
It's the new food from Chef Boyardee.
It's like SpaghettiOs, but 20% sadder.
Just little ones and nines.
That's actually pretty good. I like that idea. I don't know if I've ever had SpaghettiOs in my life. I know my sister loved them, but I would smell that can opening. I was like, absolutely the fuck not.
It smells like sadness. It really does.
It smells like some kind of like biological disease coming out of a cat. Like it's really fucking disturbing.
It's you know you're in trouble when you open a can of SpaghettiOs and your cats start freaking out because they're just like, "Give me that shit. That's what I'm used to."
It's not like I'm better than SpaghettiOs. I'm just saying that like the scent alone should throw you off.
Man, most things should throw me off, but. I don't, it's just like, who gives a fuck anymore? All that's really left is junk food. I've been eating that kind of trash all the last 2 weeks. You go to the store, I mean, yeah, you can get plenty of produce, but the QC is not really there. Everything's pretty much like half rotted. And like, I picked up a bag of oranges that were still there for sale and they were like half green. I'm just like,
yeah, I've noticed that too, is that there is still produce, but because no one's buying it, it's just sitting there and rotting in the store.
Yeah. So, I've had SpaghettiOs. I like SpaghettiOs, but I don't like them with the meatballs, which is even worse. Like, it smells even worse. It's way grosser.
Jordan, are you a SpaghettiO man?
Not since I was a little kid.
Yeah, when I was a kid, my grandmother would like make fried Spam a lot, which I liked, and should be gross, but surprisingly was not. It's the smell, man. Can't get over it. What kind of junk food you been on, though? I've been mostly abstaining myself.
Quick aside, my grandma was like depression crazy, so she would just like happily give me a mayonnaise sandwich.
Oh yeah, same.
Yeah. So, oh, you know what? That makes sense. Fried Spam, mayonnaise sandwiches, crazy 30s era grandmas, just how it was. Junk food. Yeah, it's been a lot of frozen shit. Like frozen pizzas, definitely. You can still get plenty of frozen pizzas. One hot commodity in my area, at least, is those frozen Tina's microwave burritos. They're hard to come by as people just grab everything they possibly can. And so that's something that whenever I see at the store, I just fucking hurl into my cart because they're like 20 cents a piece.
Can't beat that.
They're not good for you.
I think the extent of mine was I bought a package of Goldfish.
Well, living it up.
I mean, I'm going a little crazy over here, right? How about
Were they flavored Goldfish or just plain Goldfish?
You got to get the cheddar Goldfish. Get the fuck out of here.
I mean, there's pizza Goldfish.
Yeah, that one's it's the same thing with the SpaghettiOs for me. Like, it smells funny. I can't fuck with it.
Okay, this is all coming a lot clearer to me. It's because these are Italian-based things. And the hatred just affects you on a biological level, and your body rejects it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me.
Motherfucking Mama Celeste pizza? Gross.
Can I share a brief news story with you?
Okay.
This is coming from NewJersey101.5.com. Florida man who hates Italians made fake orders to New Jersey pizzerias, cops say.
Florida man, come on, take a break.
I appreciate that. You know, I feel you, dude. So the authorities are currently considering whether or not to charge the man with a hate crime, but I think we've all decided that Italians are white now, right?
Oh man, they're whiter than the rest of us. Yeah. Regardless of how tan they get.
Yeah, you fought for this. This is on you, buddy.
Yeah. Yep.
How about you, Jordan? What kind of snacks you been getting into?
Some chips, some cosmic brownies, and the occasional frozen food, and occasionally going stir crazy enough to like go outside and like get Wendy's or something.
Man, I haven't had the balls for that. I've been craving the Taco Bell.
I heard from NPR, and you can quote me on this because it's from NPR, and you can sue NPR if it's not true. But I guess that COVID-19 does not get in your system through digestional means or gastrointestinal means or whatever fancy word that I have a hard time with on air to pronounce. So you can like eat something that has COVID-19 on it and allegedly not get sick.
Well, I mean, it's sure if you don't breathe it. Right?
Like, hold your breath while you eat and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not supposed to breathe while eating anyway. That's how it gets in your lungs, right? But no, look, it's, I mean, I guess the main way to get it is to just actually like rub your nose and your eyes. But I guess eating something that might have COVID-19 on the surface, like it doesn't survive in your digestive system.
I don't know about this one. I don't know. I'm going to have to conduct some research on my own in the lab.
This definitely on NPR, or was this like you saw it posted somewhere and it turns out it's like MPR or some other news?
My wife is a longtime NPR listener, and this is like he said, she said, all the way up the chain. This is just what my wife told me from listening to NPR. And I think it was the major point of the talk show at hand there was to let people know that takeout generally is a safe bet because you're not going to get COVID-19 from eating stuff. Unless it's bat soup.
Well, you would also get it from whoever you interact with that's, you know, serving you.
Sure, but I mean, like, I'm not tongue-kissing the drive-thru guy as much as I want to. It's getting lonely out here, boys. Yeah, also valid. But like I said, if I eat the loogie, I should be fine. And I mean, that's also a good point, is if you're going to drive-thrus right now, they're probably not too happy with you. I am nice as fuck when I go to the drive-thru. I am so nice.
Are you masking up while you go to the drive-thru?
I don't have, there are no masks. I've just lost out on masks.
I mean, I go the hardcore route and just do the bandana across the face.
Yeah, I've been starting to do that when I go to the grocery store and stuff, is doing the bandana, because, you know, if I decide to finally just shoplift, I can get away with it. But
you should be doing, this is the time to shoplift.
Come on, man. It's like, I'm gonna do that to some poor security guard who has to go show up to fucking work at one of these godforsaken places. I don't think so.
I mean, he doesn't have to do anything. He can just keep earning a paycheck.
Allegedly.
Anyway,
allegedly,
the preferred method of shoplifting, by the way, is just entering in, you know, going to self-checkout, and everything that you enter in yourself is bananas, you know? Like, if I get a big bag of cashews, that's the 9099. Those are bananas.
Yeah. Bananas are what, 4011? Is that everywhere?
Yeah, I think it's 4011 everywhere.
Yeah. I don't do that either, because, I don't know, there's not enough good shit to steal that way. Everything that's real good has a sticker on it.
I don't know, man.
Got to swap some stickers around, you know?
I like buying the bulk foods, you know? Like, I don't know if your grocery store has, like, the bulk containers of shit where you weigh it yourself and you slap your own sticker on it, but those are also bananas.
Yeah. By the way, Guitar Center, get a self-checkout.
Yeah, this Strat is bananas. anyway, enough fooling around here. There's news about, there's things happening. Figure we should talk about it. How do you feel about that?
Is there news?
Kinda.
Okay. I'm interested.
So I'm looking at this news story right now. It says, the Florida man who hates Italians made fake orders to New Jersey pizzerias, cops say. Oh, wait, that's the wrong tab.
I was going to say, deja vu.
I was looking at that there Facebook. Do you know who Patrizio Mameli is?
Oh.
From Pestilence?
From Pestilence.
That's right, yeah.
He's been a strange character that I've revisited a few times throughout the years. But his latest shit is kind of interesting. He posted up yesterday, when do people start to realize COVID-19 is not a virus, but our body reacting to all radiation we are exposed to? Radar, 4G, 5G, satellites. He stopped the thought there, but I'm sure he was going some really, really brilliant places with it.
He was just thinking too hard and had to just like give you the first post, and he'll get back to it later.
The radio waves overtook his body.
Ah, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. R.I.P. Patrizio.
They got it.
He succumbed to the 5G.
So he turned his braids blonde.
So that's not something I've even looked into, because I just cannot deal with like conspiracy theorists at all right now. Usually they're fun. Right now, I don't have the spoons for them. So, but that's that's the consensus, right? Is that 5G is causing the COVID-19 symptoms and not actually some kind of virus?
Yeah, that's what a lot of people are saying. A lot of people are saying this. Many people, because I read an article like in Ars Technica or something the other day that had posts from Woody Harrelson, who is a 5G coronavirus truther now, and and MIA. I don't know if you remember MIA, the paper planes lady.
All I want to do is ching, bling, bling, chunga, chinga,
ching. She gave the finger during the Super Bowl, and people were mad about it.
Oh, yeah, she started off like kind of an interesting act. She was closely associated with the Tamil Tigers of Sri Lanka, which is kind of a revolutionary group, very very controversial. And then she married the scion of a billionaire's family and then became one of those fucking goop moms that's concerned about vaccines and 5G. So it's cool. Very cool transition.
I guess the timelines
those people are always like that, though. Yeah. Now they're just louder.
I that's true. You saw someone as well, Jordan, didn't you?
Yeah, I saw Mina Caputo from Life of Agony kind of went off, not quite on a 5G rant, but more in the, like, chemtrails are affecting all of us right now, and I don't want to get more into this
fucking God
type interview. It's like, I know I'm saying something crazy, but I also believe it.
This might sound crazy, guys, but
that's what they want. Can you expand on that a bit?
Can I or can she?
Either one.
Because I mean, I really can't, but I can kind of go through what she said or try to make heads and tails of it if you give me a second.
Sure. I mean, I'm always interested to hear what our faves in the metal biz have to say about the world and how it affects us.
All right. Here is the lengthy quote. This was an interview with Cryptic Rock, whatever that is.
Oh, dear.
I'm not buying into the fear. They're spending billions on dividing the globe with fear. It's good to take precautions, but the common flu kills 700,000 people a year. Vegetable oil kills more than a million people a year. All the chemtrails they are spraying are getting people sick and killing people year after year. It's probably not even charted. With all the pesticides they are spraying, even my dog suffered with severe allergies because of the shit they spray in the neighborhood. They are playing one big game. It is one big racket with us, it seems. Celebrities and athletes can be tested, but common and uncommon folk can't even get a test kit. They are playing with our morality. Look at the food companies. Look at the pharmaceutical companies. They probably already have a cure. Anyway, this is just my speculation, and I don't believe 80% of what I hear and read. So I guess this is the 20%. If you're an aware person with your consciousness scorching and on fire, you can absolutely see the pattern of how government plays with fear and humanity's emotions. It's what the media is all about. They're in the business of programming minds and culture. They've been doing this for thousands of years already in different ways. This is just another program, and honestly, I ain't buying it. I don't care about being quarantined because I have no social life anyway.
Clearly.
That's kind of a fun cap to that. it kind of sucks because there are pieces of that rant that aren't wrong and then pieces that are very, very wrong.
Vegetable oil.
I have questions. I think that's the one that sticks out to me the most, the vegetable oil. Have you, cause I'm not familiar with any, conspiracy theories surrounding it. Are you?
I stay away from conspiracy theories, so I have no idea. No,
I'm like really into it, and that's a new one on me. So I've got like a new homework assignment, I guess.
vegetable oil. You know what? We're here. How many people a year? I can't spell. How many people a year does vegetable oil kill? Vegetable oils can actually kill you. Newser.com. I'm already out. I don't Newser. Even know what Newser is, but it does not sound like anything that could possibly have facts in it. Oh my God. I'm looking at the face of this guy, Neil Colgrass, Newser staff. Like cooking with vegetable oils as a quote unquote healthy alternative to lard and butter, a professor in England has some bad news. When you heat up oils such as sunflower or corn oil, they produce intense concentrations of chemicals known as aldehydes that have been associated with dementia, heart disease, and cancer. Oh, give me a fucking break. So it's not like anybody's dropping dead from the stuff. It's just like, oh, this is the 9 billion thing that probably causes cancer.
Yeah, I mean, like, people have been cooking with sunflower oils for long-ass time. I mean, it's probably fine. It's probably okay.
I don't know. Maybe sunflower oil,
maybe vegetable oil can melt steel beams.
Perhaps. Maybe they're just counting these deaths as like an annual thing rather than one huge vegetable plant disaster that killed like 20 million people.
Just a tsunami of vegetable oil.
Is the Chernobyl of vegetables.
I think it's just, we've seen this before with some of the other like conservative commentators and saying like, oh, well, cancer kills a million people a year. This is no big deal. And it's all just kind of a mushing together, like we talked about a week or two ago with, like, was it Bill Mitchell talking about diarrhea deaths?
Well, we got corrected in the comments pretty hard on that one. Apparently, diarrhea does kill a lot of people.
But our point was that there's diseases that cause it.
Yes.
It's not just I ate some bad eggs and now I'm dead.
Well, it's you know, if you spend any time online, you're well familiar with this kind of smug contrarianism where it's like, oh, you think this is bad? What about this totally unrelated thing? Thought so, cuck. It's a whole method of discourse, and it's by far my least favorite.
Well, it's like we just passed the fake H1N1 deaths count that President Trump had said in one of his tweets. He's like, 17,000 people died when Obama was in office to H1N1, which wasn't true. And besides, we've already passed that number with what's going on now, so it doesn't even matter anymore.
Well, if according to the conservative groups I'm in on Facebook, if we keep it at or under 100,000 deaths, greatest president of all time. So, you know, that's the current mode of thinking. If that pops up to a million, I'm sure they think the exact same thing. but it's not just, you know, Patrizio or Mina, or I also saw, you know, a few weeks back, Chris Barnes, opened up the shit.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Well, I before everybody was forced, with the stay at home order, like he was chilling on the beach in Florida, you know? Like, I don't know what the numbers are going to look like in Florida in a week or two, but it's going to be bad. But, you know, Chris Barnes, unbothered.
Did you see their dipshit governor was giving a press conference wearing one glove?
No way.
Yep. He was wearing, yeah, it was like Michael Jackson. He was wearing one latex glove. The other one didn't have one. And he was, like, folding his hands. He was touching his face.
It's Ron DeSantis, right?
Yes.
Like, there is something about that guy. You look in his face, in his dead, stupid eyes, and you realize, like, this is the man for this moment. We need a golden retriever to act as the fucking governor.
He's stupid Trump, and imagine what that entails.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To his credit, though, I was shopping the other day and wearing two gloves. And one of them just like exploded on my hand, and it just from, I don't know, the air pressure inside it or something, because I have these big, ludicrous monster hams for hands, and I just, I don't know, I think it just popped under the pressure. So I'm walking around like a nutbag using one hand while I keep my other one planted to where I know I sanitized on my cart.
Yeah, maybe it was, maybe that was the case with old Ron, you know, he just exploded his glove.
Is his like rat-like fingernails just cut through?
So I don't know. I think we're going to see more people coming out of the woodwork over the next couple of weeks as well. People within the scene, as it were, just as they go stir crazy at home, deciding that, you know, this is nonsense. This is a conspiracy theory. Who do you think is going to be the next one to pop up?
Well, you got Chris Barnes already, so that doesn't leave. Yeah, I mean, a lot. Yep. What do you got?
That's the middle square on your bingo card.
Oh, for sure.
Free space.
Speaking of free space, which sounds a lot like free speech, have we heard from Phil Labonte about this?
I haven't looked. Have you taken a look?
I'm gonna try. I'm gonna try to see if I can find him.
Because I'm sure that he has something about, you know, liberty of, like, you can't force businesses to close. You can't force people to stop working, because that's just like boilerplate shit among conservatives right now. Like, oh, the economic damage is going to be far worse than the loss of life from the disease. That's what they believe.
And while we're at it, the age of consent law should be lowered.
There you go.
One thing I can tell you right now is that I'm not finding Phil Labonte immediately come up.
Phil That Remains is his Twitter handle.
Phil Labonte. Phil That Remains. Here he is.
I mean, you could always just go on his Twitch channel, too, if you want it straight from the horse's mouth.
I thought he blocked me, you know. Let's see. Just a lot of bullshit that he's retweeting. He's telling the Trapped official guy to stop it, which is like hypocrisy in a vacuum, you know?
Look, we have avoided trap talk on this podcast for this long. I'd like to keep that streak going. Okay.
Nothing to say.
Nothing to say. It's just, it's true. Nothing. Yeah, he's not really, I mean,
no.
He never shuts up. So it's like, you can't, there's no goodies coming out. He just keeps sharing his fucking Twitch channel. He retweeted Joe Rogan, which is just how it is.
No retweets from PragerU.
Not yet. Back to April 10th. So, oh my God, I just scrolled through 2 days of this nonsense. Get offline, Phil. I don't care how bored you are.
What else is he going to do?
He lives alone in New Hampshire.
My wife left me.
This is my new AR-15. It's pretty sweet.
What if I was not around?
But, the common thing that I'm seeing is that, all of these small business tyrants, they want to end the stay-at-home order so they can get back to business as soon as possible, which is great because the dipshits in our government are on the same page. I saw that the governor of my stupid state's planning on opening up Texas. It's really, really soon.
Come to Texas. Get some death.
Yeah. I'm not fucking leaving the house. Fuck you.
Well, we're recording this on Easter Sunday, and you know there's some churches out there that are full up right now. So we're going to see some crazy spikes going on in random places.
I'm
going to
call the cops on the churches.
Just go ahead and spit in each other's mouths. Like, fuck it. Why not?
Just all drink from that same wine cup at the front.
Oh, man. I do remember at the very beginning of all this this nonsense that some higher-up Catholic guy said that it's fine to share the cup because, you know, the blood of Christ, it, disinfects everything.
There was a video clip like a week ago, or it was actually on Palm Sunday. I think it was in Ohio where cars were like getting their palms and they interviewed a woman and she's just like, I'm not concerned. I'm covered in Jesus's blood. I'll be fine. And it was like, oh my God. Holy shit. Literally.
A lot of people have been saying this for so long. It's not like a trenchant insight or anything, but like evangelicals in America are a death cult. And that's another proof of it. They don't give a shit. Everyone can die and it's fine. As a matter of fact, that's a good thing because it means that we're closer to getting our eternal reward of all the attendees we need. All the libs finally get owned.
Going back to our snacks conversation from earlier, attendees have definitely been a thing.
I've been eating a lot of Morningstar attendees. Those are nice.
I got some Morningstar attendees because my wife likes those, but anything that's not a dead animal is bullshit, you know? So
it's us versus them.
That's right.
There's also,
I'll bet you're off.
There's also a new strain of poultry flu coming out due to the horrible conditions of factory farming in South Carolina. So good luck with that one.
Also probably some tornadoes that aren't helping either. Did you guys see the wild-eyed megachurch guy? I think, is he from Texas? The one in the suit with the hair coned back and he's got the plastic surgery and he's got those crazy fucking eyes.
Kenneth Copeland?
I think it's Kenneth Copeland, yeah. His whole thing about COVID-19 where he talks about the Lord is gonna blow the virus away. Strong wind, hot wind, it doesn't like the heat. And I just sat there and watched that for all of 2 minutes and I just felt my ass cheeks clench in terror I've never felt in my entire life, that there are just people that believe this man and put their faith in him.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. It takes a crisis to make you realize we're all in it together, and the people that we're in it with don't give a shit if we live or die.
They're the first ones to lock us out of a building when we're being chased by zombies.
Yeah. Kenneth Copeland's a funny character. He kind of went viral, I think about 2 years ago, when a local Houston reporter talked to him outside of his Cadillac at his home, like, hey, what's the deal with all of these proceeds from your church going to going to purchase a new private jet? And he's just slowly getting more unhinged as he's talking to this lady.
That's exactly the guy I'm talking about. Yeah, yep. He is something fucking else. And I thought, like, he was about to pull his, like, Golden Christ gun on her any fucking second.
Oh, man, that dude totally has one of those face-off, like, gold-plated Desert Eagles with, like, Jesus on the cross on the handle.
Yeah, it just got, like, right on the handle there. Just, like, a big, like a gold cross that is probably worth so much money right now and can be melted down for some real good solid economy you can always fall back on, fellas.
If we really do have, like, total societal collapse, I think the first thing that I would want to do is basically hunt that guy and take his cool Desert Eagle.
You just, like, keep it strapped to your waist at all times to show it exactly. off as a trophy. And then his decapitated head on the other side of your belt.
That's a cool look for the post-apocalyptic wasteland, I think. Anyway, enough of this nonsense. There was a separate story going around related to all these crazy cancellations we're seeing. What did you check out, Jordan?
So every festival just about is being canceled right now, as it should be, despite some, like, Maryland Death Fest posted about it, and they're like, canceling is not an option. And then they canceled. So that makes me chuckle. But Hellfest recently canceled, and that's one of the biggest metal fests in the world. It takes place in France, usually towards the end of June. And they're currently having some issues with their insurance company not giving back their money. Part of what at least a lot of these festivals do is they have insurance, whether it's for injuries or acts of God happen, so that they can kind of recoup some of their money and not be completely ruined. And in this case, the promoters, Hellfest Productions, have been dealing with a French insurance company called Albingia, and they're denying Hellfest's claim. Despite Hellfest saying, quote, the contract clearly stipulates that financial losses due to possible pandemics will be covered, provided that the contract was signed before the outbreak and recognition of the pandemic by the French authorities or by the World Health Organization.
Seems pretty bad.
It seems pretty cut and dry.
Yeah. Insurance companies got to pay up. That's what's fucking going on. Yeah, I think in a lot of these cases, you do definitely have to lawyer up and take insurance companies to court. They'll try to weasel out of any payment they can. They sure like taking your payments, though.
Yep, that's a thing. I know that, so Austin canceled South by Southwest, which in hindsight was a really, really good idea because the cases in town are pretty low compared to elsewhere. But I know that, like, that was a huge blow to the local economy and a huge, huge cut from some insurance company somewhere. And I have to wonder, like, if a lot of insurance companies aren't feeling this to the point where we might see bankruptcy to bailouts from the government for these blood-sucking fucking insurance companies.
It's a wild world. I mean, I'm sure the insurance companies are hurting in a way that they weren't expecting to, and sitting there collecting a massive wealth by not doing anything for us for so many years has probably finally gotten to them. And this goes for anything, health insurance, home insurance, what have you, business insurance, certainly. I don't know. I think that's probably going to be one of the industries that seriously gets put on its head after all this is said and done.
I think a hedge fund is just going to buy them up and prop them up.
Yeah.
Because they're money makers.
That's true. I saw, you mentioned health insurance. I was reading that a lot of health insurance companies are suffering to an extreme degree because of the lack of big money makers coming to hospitals, like, you know, elective surgeries and such. So you have, you know, this horrible combination of our fucked up private insurance industry, you know, basically leaving healthcare workers without essential protective needs, getting furloughed, getting their pay cut. And then they're not making that sweet, filthy lucre that they're used to. So what's going to happen, of course, like what would make sense is we did away with health insurance and, you know, nationalize that shit. But instead, what's going to happen is they're going to get bailouts and then purchased for nothing by some Mitt Romney. And then it's going to be even worse after that.
Some Joe Biden if he wins.
I mean, something like that. Yeah. I don't see any of this going the rational course. I see it instead getting much, much worse for you and me and everybody we know.
I don't think in my lifetime I'm going to see Medicare for All. Maybe that's cynical, but I just there's just too much long-staying power in place to stop it from happening every which way. And I feel like this last fucking election proved it to me. And, you know, I hope that the next generation, all the Zoomer kids, I hope you see it. I hope you get it done. But we're fucked. That's it. We lost. I don't know what else to feel like, you know?
Yeah, normally I like to think of some kind of bright side to things. But, well, maybe we should just talk about something else.
What else is going on? We got shows getting canceled. We got bands going off while they're scratching at the walls inside.
We have shows being canceled, but then some tours are like being rescheduled for like June or July, and I don't understand that thinking either.
Oh, do we have any examples on hand?
Well, I know I think it was Agnostic Front and Sick of It All were supposed to tour this spring, and I think they rescheduled to August, and I think even that is being very optimistic.
So Coheed and Cambria is planning on doing a fall tour, which don't see it happening, fellas.
Fall tour, I can at least understand, like, trying for it, you know, October or something. That's far away, at least in your own mind. But I don't know. I just don't know if places will be able to recover. I don't know if venues will even be open.
Yeah, a lot of spots they're fucked.
And I don't want to go to a concert right now. I don't want to go one for a long time.
Yeah, that's kind of the case for every small bar or venue you like. Every big one you like is probably gone too. Fuck, AMC is going to be filing for bankruptcy. Which, good riddance, you fucking bastards.
But, I mean, that's a factor that I don't think a lot of these people are considering. I think that there is this idea in our mind that once the government gives the okay and everything is allowed to open up again, I think there's probably going to be two sides of that coin. You're going to have people who rush outside, fucking take their t-shirt off, screaming, so happy that they're able to do fucking anything, and they'll rush into the bars and everything like that. And we might get a bump, but I think a lot of people aren't considering the lasting anxiety of this happening and how you're going to have people who will probably stay inside long after we're allowed to go outside. And I think a lot of bands are going to get hurt from that, even if they do decide to go on tour during these times shortly after we're allowed to go outside.
The thing is with this, too, is that it's not just going to be, all right, May 1st, everything's open. It's going to have to be a slow roll, and people are going to rush out because there's going to be some states, maybe Texas.
Definitely Texas.
Where it's just like, okay, everything's open. People go out to the bars. They go to the movies. They go in these places where they're packed in tight. And there's going to be a massive spike in more people getting sick and dying. And then everything's going to be, you have to shut down again, and this is going to go on for longer.
Yeah. So that's something that I think that the conservatives, I mean, they're aware of this, but they also don't really care because they're addicted to chasing a short-term bump.
Literally and figuratively.
Exactly.
I think that the general mass in population, just they do what they're allowed to do, and that's it. Like, there's just really, I think common sense and the law sometimes are mutually exclusive, and they just don't, like, they don't consider the precautions just for themselves. They just kind of wait until big daddy government kind of tells them what to do. And when they say, oh yeah, it's safe, everything opened back up, people are like, oh, well, I can't have COVID-19 now. They said it was safe. How could I get it now? If Texas is open again, it's fine now. And they will go run to the movie theaters, and they will pack in, and they will eat things off the floor, and they will lick each other in the face, and it will just all be, you know, the bedlam that brings us right back inside.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, there are, of course, some people that can't wait to go out and to go to a fucking foam party or whatever the shit. And there's a lot of people that are going to have, long-term anxiety related around this. I mean, like, realistically, this could change the way that, you know, people interact with each other going forward. Like,
we for might, a little while.
Maybe. I think that there is going to be some underlying anxiety around sickness and seeing other people and being in their realm and touching other people, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's going to be a big change that nobody's sure what's really going to happen with that.
As we've discussed before, I think there's going to be the generational trauma. Like, before, I used to go out, and if I had like a particularly yummy beer, I would just pass it around to all my friends. I'd be like, fucking try this thing. What do you think? And I didn't care who had it, whatever, because I don't know. I'm just a gross guy like that, but I don't think I'm ever going to do that again. And I think people will offer me things like that, and I'll just be like, get that out of my fucking face!
So you're going to be making mayonnaise sandwich for your grandkids.
I'll be making a mayonnaise sandwich for people that don't exist. I'll name him Henry, and I'll just...
For your cats.
I'll make him out of, like, used gum packets or something.
I mean, we were joking about this earlier, but if somehow we keep things going another, you know, 50 years or so, which seems unlikely at the moment, to be honest with you, but somehow if we keep going, we're going to be the weird depression grandparents.
Yes, absolutely.
So
this is not the end of the human race. It never is. It's just another dumb thing that we're all going through, and it's going to burn through us, and it's going to be briefly mentioned in a paragraph in some stupid high school history book that is already out of date when it gets printed in 2039.
We're going to get many bad, like, buddy comedies and, like, sex romp movies involving pandemics after this.
Man, no. Can we just not, please? Can we not? I knew, in the back of my head, I knew there would be, like, fucking movies about it that they would just make the same way they made movies about 9/11, and they couldn't wait to do that. But it's just like, can we just let this one go? It's already boring. It already sucks. We don't have to, like, see it played out in film.
I mean, there are currently dozens, if not hundreds, of, like, wealthy Upper West Side assholes in their walk-up studio apartments or whatever, writing, like, love in the time of COVID-19 or whatever. And it's going to be fucking insufferable. It's going to be the worst thing anyone's ever read, and it's going to be completely all that's, like, available to read for 10 years.
Sexy vampires with COVID-19.
It's, think about, like, the dearth of culture that we had in the past 10 years, and then what's going to result from this. And it's just, it's bleak. It's very bleak.
A game show in prime time hosted by Ellen, where the prize is you get the cure.
Oh my God. That is interesting.
Just get some Running Man type stuff going on.
I think that's a better cultural result than, like, Abraham Lincoln versus the vampires or whatever.
Yeah, that wasn't that good. Pride and Prejudice and Zombies.
Yeah, I think it was the same fucking guy that did both of those.
Yeah, I think it was, because he was just like, oh, people really are this stupid. They will buy this.
Werewolf Jesus.
Crack his knuckles and get back to it. I'm not looking forward to life now.
No, we have something to look forward to. Glenn Danzig has covered an Elvis song for his new Elvis cover album, and it is the worst.
I'm not looking
for his new Elvis covers album.
Well, this is something that has been like talked about and rumored about for years, and he finally did it. He finally has time in between Veronica and that spaghetti Western horror movie he's going to do. Apparently, he set up in his garage and warbled out One Night, I believe that's the song, from Elvis, you know, that popular Elvis song, the most popular one.
Song we all know and love.
And it's one of these things where it's 30 years too late or 25 years too late. Like, if this was early 90s Danzig, like, it could have been good.
Well, also, there was a lot of kitsch around Elvis still at that time, and there was just not anymore.
Yeah, they were still finding, like, Elvis songs that had been unreleased and were putting them out and remixing them and putting them into, like, Ocean's 11 and stuff like that. But there's an old clip that's been floating around on YouTube for a while. It's a Live Misfits. I think it's in, like, 1980 or 1981, where they do Elvis's Blue Christmas for, like, 20 seconds, and it sounds really good. So there is, I guess, this hope that finally this would be something interesting or a return to form of some sorts for Danzig. And he needs an engineer. He needs a producer. He needs a backing band. He needs to not do everything himself. He needs to not record with one microphone in the middle of the room like Varg.
Well, I listened to this, and it's the you know, instrumentation is just so spare, you know, it's just barely even there. And then it sounds like his voice was doubled and tripled and quadrupled, and just they dimed the fucking reverb all the way. So you just have his voice cracking above. Doom, 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 doom. And it just, I can't imagine him listening back to this and saying, that's it, that's the take.
I can. Oh, nah. Yeah, if the entire album should just be like 12 different takes of him trying to do Blue Christmas, and then I'll be satisfied.
I'm more of a Suspicious Minds guy, you know, but that one's a little bit more ambitious with what you have to do with all of your instrumentation and such.
I guess.
I mean, there's not much going on with the original song anyway, so perhaps, I don't know, if he does Hound Dog or something, it might be a little bit better.
Yeah, I don't really want to hear that one either.
Jailhouse Rock?
No, I don't really like the early Elvis. I prefer, like, fat, bloated Vegas Elvis.
Oh.
All the songs are about Hawaii.
Yeah, Blue Hawaii Elvis is probably, like, one of the better eras, in my opinion.
So we could do Viva Las Vegas, then, maybe.
That would be acceptable, I think so. I mean, Dead Kennedys, you know, killed that cover, though. Like, yeah. You have a lot to work with there.
Yeah, you got to work on that. You got to get going. Oh, all I can think of is all the really sappy songs. I can't think of any of, like, the songs that fuck from Elvis. There's a lot of them. Hound Dog is a fuck song, but I don't know. All I can think of is, like, the sappy slow dance tunes.
You know, fuck, I'm going to betray some weird shit about myself right now. I think I've probably seen 3/4 of the Elvis movies, and there are a lot of them. This isn't like a thing that I'm personally into. Every major holiday, I would buy one for my dad because that's the thing that he was into. So I've seen all of these. I'm familiar with their scores.
Are there actual plots to those movies?
They're just barely there. That was the entire, you know, filmmaking model back in, you know, the 60s and 70s. Just like, whatever, he's famous, people will watch this horse shit.
It's just a vehicle for his songs while he pretends to stand on a surfboard with a cute girl.
Well, the plot of everyone is the same, where Elvis is just this insane fucking Renaissance man, where he's either like the best race car driver in the world or the best surfer in the world. It doesn't fucking matter. He's just the best. And he gets all the hot women around and sings songs to them and smashes every one of them.
Man, movies used to be cool.
I mean, we complain about the fucking dribble that comes out from Marvel or whatever, but I think there are still more Elvis movies than there are Marvel movies.
Oh, man. And they probably got released on, like, a bi-monthly basis, too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. He had a brutal contract with Colonel Tom Parker, whatever the fuck that guy's name was.
Just dope him up, fill him with peanut butter, banana, and bacon sandwiches, and get out there.
If I can share one last Elvis fun fact with y'all.
Is it about Poke Salad Annie?
No. What is that?
It's an Elvis song.
I don't know that one.
Oh, it's absurd.
Now you're really telling on yourself.
I own one Elvis record, and it's one that I was on the lookout for years. And I finally found it at a used bookstore for $1. It's called Fun on Stage with Elvis. And this was a release not through RCA. It was released through Colonel Tom Parker himself on his own private label. And having fun on stage with Elvis is unique in that it's the only album I'm aware of from a major artist that does not feature any songs. It's just banter in between songs on stage from like a decade of shows.
Is it anything funny or worthwhile on it?
I mean, it's just an artifact of this insane grifting move from this insane grifter that's like, how can I possibly make money on this guy outside of giving something to the label? And I think that, that's a really outside of the box way of thinking about, you know, just slapping that pinata even after all the candy's gone.
I wish they would
something for grandma to listen to when she's frying up her spam.
Yeah, exactly. I wish there was. I wish they would do that for like deathcore bands these days.
I think that some could pull it off. Like the original vocalist of Suffocation, he had some pretty good banter.
No, but I want to hear the dumb ones. I want to hear like Franz from Attila.
I was thinking like Acacia Strain could do it.
Yeah, they could.
I want everyone in this entire place to die.
Oh, man. That just takes me back to seeing hardcore bands more than 10 years ago and the incredibly un-PC shit they would say.
Terror was a big one of that. I remember the one time I saw them, I believe it was, I want this place to go off like the Challenger or something like that.
I remember one distinctly that I'm not even going to say on the mic because it's that fucking bad.
You to look after each other. I want you to pick up each other in the mosh pit and take care of each other out there. We're all brothers and sisters in here. And then I want you to take a razor blade and cut him in the face.
I don't want to speak out of turn, but I believe it was Sick of It All that had this one. And you know what? Nope. Stopping. We're not doing this.
You know
one.
What, Joe? I got the button. If it's that bad, I'll edit it out. Just let us know. Oh no.
What year was this?
This was probably in 2006. So well past when you should have been saying this kind of thing.
This wasn't 1992.
No, I'm not that old.
You've been dancing since day one.
All right, fine. I'll probably edit that out.
Don't leave that on the final audio, please.
fine. Very stupid caveman. Frontal lobe lacking.
We're gonna get that when all the shows come back. I want this place to explode like a coronavirus sick ward.
it's gonna suck.
Then there's gonna be more merch. I survived and all these other stupid things that have a shelf life of about 5 seconds.
Yeah, I keep seeing more of the novelty band COVID merch. Like the one I saw yesterday was. It was made to look like a youth crew shirt with COVID-19 on it and sucks. There's like 5 different tropes you can pull from and they're already exhausted. There is nothing left.
And some of them, like I know Kiss put out one that was like a fake tour or a t-shirt, something like that. And they're giving some proceeds to like, their crew people. It's just like, you're all like multimillionaires. Just give them money.
Gene Simmons has like $500 million. Just fucking.
Yeah, you don't have to force people to print these shirts and design these shirts and deliver these shirts. Just give them money.
God, I fucking hate Gene Simmons so much.
Yeah, it's like
that's
if he's
why
doing
I haven't
it,
read his book.
Yeah, if he's doing it, then no one should. That's the Gene Simmons model for everybody's life. Just like capitalizing off a crisis. Jesus Christ. Like, is there no shame? None. Anywhere.
It's well, one he thing. Was if, also. quoted in some interview saying the other day, like, you know, you think that you've got it bad with this COVID shit. People in World War II had it so much worse. Like, that was a quote from him, like, last week. The motherfucker was born 4 years after World War II. Boomer-ass piece of shit.
Yeah, he's just going based off of, like, I don't know, what he saw on History Channel. That motherfucker never read a book. But yeah, it's like, it's one thing if you want to get some support for yourself out there as, like, a small potatoes guy. But to be fucking KISS and to put out a shirt right now because you just see dollar signs and everybody's suffering. It's just like, God, fucking tie a short rope and hang it from your rafters, you fucking cunt.
You might need to edit that one out, too.
I won't. Gene Simmons can fucking hang himself, and I hope he does. Fuck him. But who gives a shit? He sucks. I'm telling him I'm going to do it to him. It's not a threat. I'm just giving him advice.
Diversify your bonds. invest in soy and, you know, tie a short rope.
I guess if May is too early of a timeline, I mean, how long should this thing really go on? You know, like there's this dark part of me that I have to admit where I kind of just want to fucking take my chances at this point and go run outside and, like, you know, go back to the movie theater, go back to bars, just live my fucking life and kind of what happens happens. Cause this sucks. This really sucks, you know? But I don't know how we could possibly put a timeline on something like this.
I think we're all just going to collectively get fed up at some point. Right. And we're just gonna be like, all right, fine. It's June. Go ahead.
Yeah.
That seems like the most likely scenario. It's not going to have good results, but that's the most likely scenario. I don't know. I don't want to make anybody feel bad or nothing, but I'm doing great. I, like, this is all I wanted, to have more time to do schoolwork. So that monkey paw fucking curled.
No, certainly. But I guess I've always thought of myself as more of an introvert than I actually am. I think my wife is doing pretty great, but I don't know. I've always been a pretty social creature myself. And this definitely blows. I don't have, like, I've been out of work. Luckily, unemployment has come through. So it's not like my spending money really exists. But at the same time, I could probably have a beer or two somewhere. But Jesus Christ, this is rough. And they shut down my pot shops, man.
I thought those were essential business.
They are if you're a medical patient.
Hmm.
You're not allowed to go get it recreationally right now, which is just like, got to give it to the Republican ass red tie fucking Governor Charlie Baker out here. Just like trying to screw the little man any way he can. The fucking liquor stores are open. You can go get sloshed right now.
And I will.
I will, too.
I suppose smoking during a pandemic that specifically affects how you breathe is probably, you know, not a good idea.
You are clearly missing the counter that has nothing but edibles.
Yeah, that too. And I mean, you can go and get a pack of Marb Reds at any gas station you want right now.
Good.
Great. I'll pick that up again, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, like, you look so cool, Brenna.
It does look cool.
Yeah, I was jonesing.
But it's not quite. I mean, look, cigarette smoke is not as deep and dark and wispy as just a big fatty in my fucking face. And now that's a cool photograph that I'm not going to put online until I am well into my career.
Well, I mean, it can be. You just need to smoke unfiltered.
I guess that's true. Have you had an American Spirit cigarette, though? It's fucking terrible.
I mean, I smoked for a long time, okay? Yes, I've smoked American Spirits. The thing that got me off it is it gets so hot in Texas in the summer. In an American Spirit, you smoke one for 15 minutes. It's just endless.
Yeah,
and you're just huge. Like, it's 110 degrees outside and you're sweating and you're baking and your eyes are stinging with the smoke. And it's like, you know what? I think this is bad.
Well, I smoked Marlboros forever. I'm sorry to cut you off, but I smoked Marlboros forever. It was always filtered cigarettes. And then I promised my wife-to-be that I would quit smoking if I married her. And that's the one thing in my whole life I ever quit. I'm still a fat piece of shit that shoves junk food in my mouth, whatever. But, like, I had a pack of American Spirits because I've never had them before for my bachelor party. And I was like, that's it. I have cancer now. It's just this is just cancer. This is what this feels like. My lungs don't exist. I don't know how anyone smokes them. They're not good. I'm sorry, Jordan. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to suggest smoking Virginia Slims from now on.
Could do that. I mean, those are probably healthier, right? They're slim.
I would like Newports. I would like if they packed the Newports with weed. That's really all I want.
You want a menthol blunt?
Sure. Fuck it. Why not?
It freshens your breath as you get high.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing fresher smelling than menthol. Cigarettes. Holy shit.
I'm sure there's the option. Like, my friends would all go by, like, you know, strawberry backwoods or whatever and hollow those out and, you know, dump weed in. You would have a nice berry taste to your blunt. Yeah, I'm sure there's got to be like a menthol blunt. There has to be.
There should be. I mean, I don't want it, but there should be because this is America.
This is your entrepreneurial opportunity.
It sure as fuck is, man. I'll do it. I don't care. I'll put a fucking a lifesaver, crack that shit up in a blunt, sell it as that. People will stop breathing and then they'll go to the hospital thinking they have COVID-19. But yeah, it's just I gave them a lifesaver filled joint.
We need to do different drugs during quarantine, I guess.
Yeah, I think mushrooms is probably where I want to be.
I don't know about that because I think it's good to like be outside if you're on mushrooms and if you're like just, you know, tripping out on the couch, I don't know if that's as good for your experience.
Well, that's what I'll do. I'll just go outside. I'm high as fuck anyway. I don't know. I feel like if you're just high on shrooms and you're out walking around, people will just be like, yeah, that guy went stir crazy. Look at him. That's what quarantine does to you. I feel terrible. This is the state of the nation now, and I'm just out there, and I'm just like, I can taste the colors of the wind.
Well, if you do decide to shroom out and go outside, be sure to wear a mask. Otherwise, a cop will beat you up.
I'm glad I'm straight edge.
I think I'm going to get into ketamine.
I think I'm going to get into being straight edge. That must be the weirdest high ever.
Just high on life, right?
Yeah. Just high on metal. I would say this is about time. Yeah, everybody, as always, stay indoors. Stay safe. Blast some tunes. Listen to some new music when you can. It is still coming out. There are still a lot of great bands out there putting out some great albums while they're stuck indoors. And, you know, show them your support. Show them your time. Play that shit on Bandcamp. And, you know, throw them a buck or two. We're all kind of going through it right now. And if you have the means, then it's appreciated wherever it goes. And that's it for me. What do you guys think?
I like it. And I'm going to go.
Stop making side bands. We don't need any more of those.
Oh, yeah. No side bands. Just main band releases only. Thank you. Keep it metal, bros. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
66.6 FM. Radio TOVH. The Flush.